Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, guys. And again, thanks for being here live tonight. As many of you know, this is a call we do always twice a month, typically the first and third Thursday of every single month. And the goal is simple. It's always to give you some information, maybe some education, and of course, at times, maybe some inspiration to enjoy more health abundance in your life. And here we are as we wrap up the final call for this series of 2024, heading into a brand new year. And I think we've got some good information to share with you tonight that will position you and your thinking for the upcoming year. And so I get to spend some time tonight with a member of Zuma Scientific Advisory Board, a lady I'm proud to call a very good personal friend over all these years, and somebody who's been an awesome asset to us as part of the Zuma family. She's a naturopathic doctor, spends her week-to-week activities helping people just like you and I enjoy more health abundance, in addition to many other things that she does, including now spending a lot of time on a farm. So I'm always happy when she's got some time to spend with us here. So Dr. Henrietta, I think you're out there with me, right?
I am. Good evening, everyone. Hi, Ken. It's good to be here.
Good evening. By the way, how is life down on the farm?
Oh, right now it's pretty muddy. We had a streak of days of lots of rain, and then there was a bit of snow, so we're a bit muddy right now, but the ground needs to rain, and it's very welcome.
Well, it is that time of the year, especially up there in Pennsylvania. I know it's the muddy season, right?
That's further out west. We don't have a mud season. It's just really, from not raining all summer for about 3.5-4 months, no rain at all. The Northeast in general had very little rain. And while there were snowstorms up the coast, for us, not so much. It's bypassing us here, so which I'm not unhappy about.
Well, I know that you had some thoughts for tonight's call on something that I thought was a really great topic as we're moving into a new year. So I'm going to let you lead off tonight, and I'm going to jump in at a couple different points here to share some thoughts as well.
Yeah, great. Yes. So the idea I had for tonight is that what I'm experiencing ever since the election, and it's become really clear that making America healthy again is a serious proposal and with a definite follow-through that is tremendously important for all of us and has created great hope for everyone who has either chronic disease and no way out because the drugs don't work or they work to a point and then they don't. What I find is that there is so much professional health information out there. The natural healers, the ones that fairly early on into COVID knew that there was something fishy about it. And since some of them counted as teachers, I looked up to them as teachers, and they're very, very good at providing excellent information for people who need to learn, and also giving freely of their time for informing lots and lots of herbs and tinctures and whatever nature has provided. And so what I'm seeing these days is that we are actually collectively, all of us, including those medical people who are interested, learning from those discoveries. Now, these are findings that have a whole lot more to do with nutrition and how the body absorbs and metabolizes things. And it goes way beyond the microbiome. It dives deep into fasting. And none of these specific topics are on the fringe anymore. They are in the middle of YouTube. They're in the middle of,
virtually any social media now. I mean, you think about all the social media stuff.
Yeah, and so they're not hard to find. All you do is you go into YouTube and you say alternative health counseling or alternative health information, and up come people who are definitely credentialed. You know, I mean, Ken, you know many of them, definitely credentialed and are now sharing their information. And this is one wonderful outcome from COVID, where we started to step back and no longer trusted the white coats with the stethoscope hanging someplace for their taught information, because the one thing we must know and have to acknowledge is that not everything that is taught is true, and not everything that is taught is one size fits all to people with similar symptoms. It may be something completely different. And I've seen this in my practice so many times, is that somebody will have a certain issue, and then you start somewhere, but then it diverges. So the information that is out there is now for each of us, including the professionals. You know, we're not beyond relearning lots of things that have different studies behind them. And so many of us are now really excited about that the public can learn. So when I find somebody, for example, I had a woman here, a mother of six, who did other health courses, and she was a joy to talk to because I didn't have to explain from scratch everything. And in the same way, if each of us, if the public, if the people take responsibility for their health and for their body's feelings, then that's such a boon, such a boost for their health, and it's a tremendous boon for the overall. We're just at a different level of knowing, you know?
Yeah, I think, Henrietta, I think it's more of an awareness as well, because you and I can probably relate to this. I bet a lot of people listening in tonight can relate to this. You know, I think back to my grandparents' generation or even my parents' generation, and to some extent my generation. And, you know, a lot of them and us were raised with this idea that, you know, we've got an ailment or a health issue. Step one, go to your doctor, right? Step two, let your doctor be the authority to tell you what you need to do. Step three, follow whatever instructions or pharmaceutical applications or surgery or whatever it is. And we, as a society, were kind of taught to do that blindly. But that was also during a time where, you know, specific industries, be it the medical industry or the pharmaceutical industry or the insurance industry, could control the messaging. Well, now, like you're pointing out, with what we have access to and the amount of information, sometimes it's a little overwhelming. And obviously, because it's the internet, not all of it is true, not all of it is factual and accurate. But when you start to see common themes and commonalities between, like you said, very credentialed people who really do understand the human body and understand health, and you start to see this from multiple people, the same type of advice, boy, we're exposed to stuff that makes a lot more sense, especially to people like you and I who are spending a lot of our years in this alternative natural health industry. It's exciting, right? And I know you and I briefly talked about this, but man, I am so encouraged by the younger generation today because they don't blindly follow whatever, you know, they're told by the medical industry. Instead, they question everything and they do their own research. And thank God, again, for the internet to have the tools for us to research. And that's leading to this kind of like this trend of people going, well, wait a minute, maybe there's better options, right? Maybe there's different ways to approach, you know, my health concerns. And I love that. I'm thrilled about what the future can hold for us because of that.
Yeah. Yes, and I think with regard to any business that is in this field, it is both a relief that you don't have to do uphill battles anymore by explaining what you could be taking, or people saying, "Well, I mean, I'd rather just take a pill and be done with it." You know, so it in my feeling, in my sensibility, it allows now for people to actually take the time. You know, and so many times we have family members who of patients and clients who just say, "Oh, don't do the, go the medical route. At least they know what they're talking about." And we all have seen outcomes that were less than beneficial, that actually caused a tremendous amount of long-term damage and early death. And you know, we don't even have to belabor the point. It is exciting that now can change. And to me, as you said, with the young ones, I think that's fantastic. I'm not so much working with them because I'm not that much aware of them, especially now that I'm on the farm. But I see that they are approaching things in a very different way. And that to me is encouraging as well. So everyone wins with this. Yes, the internet, and yes, the variety of the information. But you know what? So things as simple as... I think to my thinking, you know, it allows a whole lot more flexibility and what to try without being chastised that you're wrong, that you don't know what you're talking about, and there's only one truth and nothing else counts. And to me, that's just an oxymoron. It's not true. There's so much more to it.
Well, and the other thing that I think we would agree on, and this definitely ties into Zoom as well, is We think about what motivates people to do something, try something, maybe look at a different opportunity in terms of how to address their health needs, right? Sometimes it's not necessarily an authority figure like a doctor or even an online health and wellness expert that we maybe trust, but sometimes it's related directly to somebody's personal experience, a personal testimony. I know for us as a company, one of the reasons we've been in business for 30-plus years now is because, you know, when people use Zuma's products, they usually get some really good results. And when they find that, you know, what they've utilized from us has been beneficial to them personally and their health and well-being, a lot of times they can't help but tell other people about it. And they share testimonies, whether it's verbally or in writing. And that encourages people to go, well, maybe there is a different option. Maybe there's a better way. Maybe what I'm doing right now, you know, isn't the best option. Maybe I can try something different. And so I think part of that is, you know, when we think about today's culture with social media, I think part of the advantage that we see is that anybody, anywhere, at any time can get on and talk to the world, so to speak, about something that's made a positive change in their life. And because of that, it can move people. It can move them to action. I know sometimes we get testimonies at Zuma that, you know, when we get them, they're so incredible. I say to these individuals, if I have a chance to speak with them personally, I'm like, hey, we've got to get this testimony in writing from you because you have no idea the type of impact that you can have in other people's lives, because there may be a lot of people like you who are looking for a positive health change, who just maybe are unsure where to turn, and your story can be their inspiration, where maybe they can get the same kind of result you've received, and how powerful that is. And so I think that's the other advantage is, you know, you think about years ago, before we had social media and the internet like we do, you know, getting that message out was a lot tougher to get, you know, the masses to understand that there's power in personal transformation stories. And I'm sure in your practice, Kesh, for as long as you've been doing this, you've probably seen some amazing transformations in people over that time.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. And over the years, you know, word gets around. I never advertised, and word gets around. And as long as you stay open to possibilities of what healing actually is and how 360 it is, it isn't just really simply something that that happens. There is a deep knowing and a deep experience in there, and it isn't obviously just the body or the supplements, but it is an awareness, like you said earlier, and that's a really good word for it. It's a deepening of awareness of what else can I help myself with, what else can I do. It's a little bit like when you're training and you'd like to reach the next level, the next weight, the next repetitions, the amount that works for you that gives you even more of what you're seeking. And to me, that is incredibly encouraging because, like I said earlier, people then have an option to choose for themselves. And I want everyone, I mean, that's just me, to be autonomous. I never from the get-go wanted anyone to be depending on me for everything that they need to do. And whenever that happened, I dissuaded it. I discouraged it because I said, let's see what you can do on your own. And then come to me in a month and let's see what you're able to do. And, you know, to me, again, this whole piece for me is incredibly exciting. And then when you have a company like Zuma with products that are definitely tried and true, and like you said, so many testimonials, so many ways in which it has worked over the years, you know, maybe those of us who hear it a lot get a little jaded by it, but there's no mistaking the fact that it has worked and does make a difference. And sometimes the difference takes 3 months to show up because the body wasn't quite ready. And sometimes it's overnight, like we've seen so many times with X2O. But also the simplicity of taking omega 375 as an anti-inflammatory. I always know, for example, if I take it upon myself for a moment, I always know when I'm using that product because I feel smoother. And I can tell you, I know that. So I am not a spring chicken, and therefore when I work hard on the farm, it takes a day or so for me to you know, settle down because it's kind of strenuous. And I don't mind it at all. It makes me stronger as well. At the same time, for those who are, let's just say, stuck in a lifestyle, this whole topic we're talking about, when you're permitted to step outside of the medical comfort zone and you actually try things, and finding a company that is as safe as what we have here with Zuma, that's a no-brainer, right? I mean, they can trust that they got something that really works, and use it as a springboard to learn more, and especially true if they know someone who already is using the product. So I think business-wise, for anyone who wants to do business with Zuma, this is a really good deal.
Yeah, well, you think about it, and again, we're moving into a brand new year here, and like you mentioned a moment ago, you know, it seems like the new administration coming into the White House is really focused on, you know, health issues as well, and doing it in a non-traditional way. And I think that's wonderful because that's going to increase that awareness. But I was thinking about just from a simplistic standpoint, and it makes me laugh sometimes, and it makes me laugh only because I think of how ridiculous it is. So here we are. You're talking about, as an example, omega-3 75, ultra pure, right? Fish oil, wild harvest, you know, sustainably caught. Ultra pure, like so pure that our base formula for our omega-3 75, the oil is so pure it's actually almost clear. You know, and then we have a little bit of an amber tint because the shark liver oil and the squalene. But if you think about it, that's a product that there's literally untold numbers of studies over the last couple decades that talked about all the health benefits we can obtain as human beings from high quality omega-3 fatty acids, especially fish based, right? So we know conclusively, because of all the general research and science that's been done on omega-3s, there's lots to benefit from having a good high-quality omega-3, right? But here's what we don't see, and this is the part where I laugh a little bit. The other night I'm watching television, and a commercial comes on for one of these antidepressant drugs. And what was interesting is this was a drug that's marketed to people who take antidepressants when their current antidepressant drug isn't working well enough. This is an add-on drug that's supposed to be added to the original antidepressant because it's going to help make your situation better because your original antidepressant isn't quite giving you the same results you hoped for. And yet the side effect part of this commercial comes on, and one of the side effects is thoughts of suicide. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, so I mean, we're going to take a drug on top of another drug for depression, but yet one of the side effects of this drug is going to be thoughts of suicide. And I thought, well, isn't that the whole reason we're trying to not be depressed? We don't want to go down that path. And I thought to myself, you know, and I'm kind of laughing inside. I'm like going, this is ridiculous. But yet, again, a lot of people blindly trust that, well, that's the option I've got, or that's the only option I've got. And now, again, with the awareness factor coming up and people realizing, man, maybe there's a smarter, better alternative. Maybe there's something more natural that doesn't have these crazy side effects that I could experiment with and try. In the worst case scenario, if it's a natural supplement, it's not going to have all these crazy side effects. It just maybe it doesn't work for me, right? That's the worst probably case scenario.
Exactly. And that is actually something that is a really important point. I'm glad you brought that up. The whole piece of you cannot harm yourself with natural substances. I'm not saying that if you take 5,000 milligrams of something, it would not make you ill or give you gas or whatever it may be. However, at the same time, it is nothing like the month-long or the ever-long alterations of the microbiome or other parts of the body, but most often of the digestive system when a medication has not been received. In the case of antibiotics, we have untold stories of such damage and in such a short time, you know, when it wipes out your entire gut flora, that's just a disaster. And so, yes, it used to be thought that they were instrumental and important, and we all made excuses for having diarrhea and all that because we were hoping it would actually work. And in the beginning, it did, right? It had a track record, but we saw pretty quickly that taking it also led to all sorts of side effects that were not wanted. So again, saying that today, and I know I'm kind of like beating the drum here, but to me, all this information is available. Goodness, I wished when I got started I had all this information. You know, it's so amazing. And maybe for me, because I'm a professional, I see so many options of how to use it or what is possible. Because I look at detox. We cannot get away again, you know, without detoxing now and again. And it's in this context, it's much less what you do eat but what you do with, instead of what you don't eat, what you don't put in, what you keep out. And to me, that the options that are arising now is really quite amazing. It's terrific. Yes, it takes time to study it, but my goodness, if you have actually interest to take to be more proactive and for yourself, and to be in a space of independence, and you can look at it, and if you're not a death door, you can certainly experiment with certain things. Everybody now and again gets a UTI or a yeast infection or has athlete's foot or some kind of thrush. Well, those are fungi, right? That's fungus and yeast. And those are some of the most persistent and pernicious microbes around. They're opportunistic in absolutely every way. So you could easily take a course of guided detox. And, you know, or you could, what you could do as well is basically fast. When we don't feed the bad critters and they don't have a chance to live. And the cravings will be there, yes, and eventually you get used to it and you will no longer be hungry. It is a very interesting piece that shows up as being super beneficial. Fasting, whether it is 20 hours, 24 hours, whether you actually do it for 2 days or 3 days. Make sure you stay hydrated and make sure and that if you have some kind of sugar problems that you basically just have a bit of diluted grape juice or something like that and you'll be fine. You know, I'm not advising anyone on diabetes here. This is not the advisory call for people who have issues. This is simply educational. So just so that we know, I am not your doctor. I may be a doctor, but I'm not your doctor. So having said that, everyone needs to find that out for themselves. But to me, I'm just excited about the fact that that now is possible.
Yeah, it really is. And the wonderful thing that we've got as a company, for those of you listening in tonight, especially who are interested in sharing Zuma with others, the advantage here is that the awareness factor that Henrietta and I are talking about tonight works to your advantage as well, because now in this time frame that we're in, now more so than ever before, you have people, even people from much older generations where they were taught just to follow doctor's advice blindly, have now access to the same information that we're talking about tonight, and they're questioning it. I mean, my parents are in their late 70s, and I think about, you know, how religious they were in terms of anytime they had a problem, they went to the doctor, and whatever the doctor said, they just followed blindly and did. And now even my mom and dad, maybe I had some influence there, but really they are open more so than ever before in their lives to these natural alternative options, which are just part of, you know, taking care of the body in a natural, holistic way. And it's so exciting for me to see, because I know that the end result is my mom and dad end up taking far less drugs because of it, and they end up probably enjoying a much higher quality of life. So it's great to know that the future for us in Zuma gets brighter and brighter because of this. And more people are seeking it, more and more people are seeking companies and products that they can trust in the health and wellness space, and they're seeking out somebody to guide them, right? So this is where being a Zuma member, if you're listening in tonight, is an extreme advantage for you, because here you are representing a company that's been in the marketplace for over 30 years that has a stellar reputation. As Henrietta was saying, we have just untold numbers of testimonies in our products, and they're built to the kind of standards that you can be proud to represent. And that's a rare commodity still, sadly, in the health and wellness industry. And so it's just, for me, as we're entering this new year, Henrietta, it gives me great excitement for the impacts that we can have in people's lives, both physically, but for those who are also, you know, looking to be rewarded financially for helping somebody get exposed to these wonderful products that we offer, that's an exciting thing too. Because I know, you know, you and I have had conversations on previous calls about this, but physical health is not just about, like you said, what you eat or don't eat more specifically. It's also about emotional things and stress, and financial stress is a big challenge too for a lot of people, especially in the recent economy that we've been going through, and helping to eliminate some of that also by default helps you improve your health when you're not so stressed out about, you know, how to pay bills or where you're going to be able to get money from, you know, for your basic needs.
It is important to consider that, and people stress greatly for it, and there is also different levels of stress. Sometimes it's just the habit of being stressed, and I am not diminishing anyone's experience of their stress and what it actually, the effect it has on them. At the same time, if you step back and actually look at what's going on, you have a reality. Yes, this is what's going on. That's the reality. Is there anything I can do about it right now? No. Is there something I will do when this or that happens where I can do it? Yes. But to just blindly insist on being freaked out is a stress all its own, and it is in our own making. It's of our own making. And, not condemning anyone, saying that you have a choice. You don't have to believe everything you think. It's not necessary. And I love that your parents have listened and learned from this, because then the quality of their life is better, like you said, but also the way you are able to relate to them, and the less and less fear that you end up taking care of them in some form before they die, and that's a relief. That's a tremendous relief to know that you have parents that are aware enough to take care of themselves in such a way that, not that you wouldn't take care of them, but in such a way that they are not a burden. They don't need institutionalizing, and that is actually a whole other ball game of communication between the different generations and how they believe and what they do. I mean, I have to say, like I said, I'm in my early 70s, so my parents were older parents, and both of them very health conscious, very clear, good, maybe because they were in Europe, that's possible, but, they took care of us, and we learned from that, and that's not the case today. So many people don't know how to prepare food for themselves. I mean, the entire situation of relative helplessness because we have trusted convenience to the max is backfiring, or has backfired already. So that is a whole other slice of when I speak of the experience of knowing more about your own health and being able to trust yourself in what it is that you need, or at least to know that this is a source I can go to, because when I listen to them, and trust your gut, people, trust your gut. What I'm listening to is actually working. It feels good when I hear it, and so I will stay with it and I will do more of it. That is how we all learn, You always have to try it out on yourself. And to me, these things are what keeps us independent, keeps us young, keeps us healthy. And without health, we have nothing. That's very simple.
Amen to that. That's for certain. Yeah. Obviously, there's lots of people who, when they are ill in health, would give just about anything to get back to being healthy again. So,
yeah.
So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
We owe it to ourselves just for the quality, not necessarily the quantity of years, but the quality of our years. Make
right.
sure we're watching out for our own health and well-being, and making, I like how you said it, trusting your gut, because usually if you trust your gut, you come up with the better answer,
Yeah.
Well, Henrietta, as always, I know we're at our 30-minute mark here. We try to keep these calls to that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is a good stopping point, because you and I could probably go on and on for another hour on this topic since we're so passionate about it. But again, I really think that your message tonight is valuable, because we are entering a new era in terms of the political stance in our country on health, but also entering another brand new year where more and more people are exposed to this awareness of how to be better stewards of their health. And man, and when we think about the options that we have as a company to help people in that journey, we are definitely an outstanding choice for a lot of folks who are hungry, for a place to start and a place to start to really, pull into a much better health picture for themselves. So I appreciate everything that you do on behalf of that.
I just want to say something else. Years ago, it used to be like a funny look you got when you said you worked for a direct marketing company or you were working with them. Meanwhile, this is no longer the case. It is a very, very tried and true and honorable branch of business, and anyone who doesn't, who still has issues with that, should take a look at the turnovers that people make, at the earnings that can be made here. So it's really important that that we give up prejudices on every level. Let's put it that way. That's my closing statement.
That is true. And hey, if you're going to make money doing something, isn't it great if you can make money doing something helping people with their personal health and well-being? I mean, that's an awesome way to be rewarded, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Well, Henrietta, again, thanks for being on tonight. I always appreciate your time and your talents and your input, so thanks for doing that tonight for us. And, folks, thank you for listening in tonight. And, everybody, this is the final call of 2024, so I appreciate you guys tuning in live again tonight and I encourage you to join in on our calls that will be coming up in January of the new year. So until then, folks, take care of yourself and happy holidays to everybody. Thanks, Henrietta.
Thank you. Happy holidays.